Hello.
Hey, Mr. Three-Pete.
I like the sound of that, by the way.
That is the official Jason Aldean nickname here in Minneapolis, Mr. Three-Pete.
I love it.
And just so you're aware, PT and I, we had a bet on Sunday night that if you won Entertainer of the Year, he had to come in wearing a Wisconsin Badgers onesie.
Well, I hope nobody posts that picture because I don't know that I want to see that. But so he lost the bet, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
That's right. And I just want to say, Jason, I wasn't that I was betting against you. It was just that, you know, he gave me the field. So I felt like it was a value prop.
Well, hopefully you won't bet against us again if that was the case. But hey, if you're taking a picture of you in a onesie, I don't know that I want to see that. So you guys, please don't post that.
I learned my lesson. I'm not betting against you again, man.
There you go.
So I want to get into the mindset of Jason Aldean. When they called your name that you were the Entertainer of the Year, what was going through your head?
Man, I think more than anything else for me, you know, being there back in Vegas, obviously was this was a different year for us. You know, it was a different feel around the whole show. And I think for me and you know, everybody sort of involved in my camp and probably, you know, everybody that was involved in that show that happened in Vegas back in October, I think it was probably some closure for a lot of people, more so than the award itself. I mean, obviously winning Entertainer is a big honor for us, but for me personally this year, I think it was just a really special night. It was really cool, and I think brought some closure to something, you know, that was a tragic thing, that all of a sudden, you know, here was a way to come back to Vegas and come back on a high note and sort of, you know, I don't know, leave there with some positivity
right.
for a change. So it was just a really special night for everybody.
Yeah, it was a real special night. And one of the things that I absolutely loved about Sunday night was the fact they did these flashback performances. They had Toby and Blake, Kelly and Reba. Then you had John Party, Alan Jackson. So if the ACMs call you up next year and are like, we want to do that again, who would you want to work with?
You know, I'd probably say Alabama. Alabama's always, you know, those guys were like the Beatles for me growing up. That's who I listened to over and over, and you know, that's who I wanted to be was Alabama. So if I had a chance, anytime I get a chance to work with those guys, it's always great.
Now let's talk about your album Rearview Town, which came out last Friday. Where did you get the title for this new album?
The title's actually one of the songs on the record is called Rearview Town, and I think anytime we start looking at you know, what we're going to name the album, first thing I do is look at songs and see if there's something on there that makes sense and is relevant to what's going on at that particular time. And usually there is. So in this case, Rearview Town kind of happened to be that song for me. You know, it was kind of a metaphor for, like, you know, putting things that have sort of been a black cloud over you or things that have kind of weighed you down and sort of putting that in the past and looking down the road to better days. So to me, that's what it meant. I think you can kind of take that title, listen to that song, and it can kind of apply, you know, to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But to me, that's, you know, that's what it meant.
And you can get Jason Aldean's album, Rearview Town, anywhere you buy your music. And Jason, I just want to say congrats on Baby Memphis.
Thank you. He's awesome.
Before we let you go, I got to know, on Saturdays, is Baby Memphis going to be a Georgia Bulldog or is it going to be an Alabama Crimson Tide?
I think it's probably going to depend on who gets him up and dresses him for the day.
So you're going to have to be a morning person.
Yeah, but I will say this. He has a ton of both. He has a ton of Georgia stuff, and he has a ton of Alabama gear. His mom graduated from Alabama.
Yep.
So, you know, but if I get up first, he's going to be in red and black.
I think that's a good choice. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jason.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me, man.
All right, thank you. You take care. I'll look forward to the four-peat.
All right, hey, I don't want to get greedy, but, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. We'll see.